Welcome to this morning's audio recording of Choral Eucharist from Belfast Cathedral for Sunday the 27th of March, the fourth Sunday in Lent, Mothering Sunday. The preacher is Melanie Sloan, student reader from the Church of Ireland Theological Institute, and the president is the Dean. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
The Lord be with you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he has set before us. And so in this season of Lent, we use this morning the words of the Beatitudes to draw us closer to God. I'd ask you to respond with the bold print lines that are on your service sheet. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who weep, for they shall be consoled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for the sake of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. In due time, Hannah, the wife of Elkanah, conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I have asked him of the Lord. The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, as soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all time. Her husband Elkanah said to her, do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord. She left him there for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Three words that some long to and love to hear, and three words that others dread to hear because of the pain and loss and emotion associated with them. That loss feels stronger today for all sorts of reasons. For some, like myself, I love the fact that I get to be loved and spoiled by my two beautiful boys, to be with my mum, and let's be honest, to get the cards and the presents. But it is also bittersweet, because I don't get to celebrate this day anymore with my Granny Jean, who, whilst not my mum, was a fantastic mother to me. When I went to the card shop this week, I saw lots of cards for mums, grannies, those like a mum to me, step mums, soon to be mums, dog mums. But what I struggled to find was a card for Mothering Sunday. You see, this day was not developed by card shops to make money, or by a group of mums campaigning for recognition of mums up and down the country. But rather, it was the day when people would go back to the church that they thought of as their mother church. This might have been the church they were baptized in. It might have been their local church. It might have been their cathedral, the mother church of their diocese. And this idea of mothering brings us back to what appears to be the origins of Mothering Sunday. It was nothing to do with mothers at all, and everything to do with mothering. However, it did become a good reason for a family reunion when those who had flown the nest came back home to worship. It is also thought that those who returned home were often children sent off to work in service somewhere, and they picked up flowers as they walked the country lanes back home to give their mother as a small gift. Mothering Sunday should be a day when we think about and celebrate the values of what it means to mother, and mothering is something we can all do and something we all do. Mothering includes and can mean many things: loving, nurturing, protecting, supporting, caring, comforting, providing, listening, praying, feeding. The list goes on. We are all capable of mothering and all do mothering. Our readings today speak of two biblical mothers, Hannah, who for so long had remained painfully childless, and Mary, whose baby started his life in very difficult circumstances. Two wonderful, godly mothers. Hannah, who as a result of her self-sacrifice, Samuel grew up to be one of the greatest prophets and judges that Israel had ever known. Mary, the mother of Jesus, whose self-sacrificial love extended even to being there for her son, watching him suffer the agonizing death by crucifixion. Let's have a look at Hannah. First, we hear about Hannah, one of Elkanah's two wives, who longed for a child. Peninnah, Elkanah's other wife, had children and mocked and taunted Hannah because of this. Elkanah loved Hannah dearly and struggled to understand why his love wasn't enough for her. But Hannah was desperate for a child. But it is written, God had closed her womb. Hannah prayed desperately for a child and promised God that if she were granted a son, his life would be dedicated to God. Now we see her fulfilling her promise and bringing her son Samuel to the temple to serve the priest. By letting Samuel go, Hannah played her part in fulfilling God's plan for him as one of Israel's great priests. Hannah gave him back to God, presenting him in the house of the Lord, along with her offering, and she left him there for the Lord. The boy Samuel grows to be a great prophet, the one who anoints David as king over Israel. But at what cost to Hannah? What a sacrifice to make, having waited so long for her beloved son. What a cost to her mothering. To have your heart's desire and then give it back to God. And then we have Mary. In Jesus' mother Mary, we see an obedient response to God's call to be a mother. Not any mother, of course, but the mother of the Son of God. Mary experienced the pain as well as the joys of motherhood, something which was predicted by Simeon in the temple at Jerusalem when he told Mary that a sword will pierce your heart. In the Gospel reading, we are confronted by Mary's agony as she watches her dying son on his cross. In her pain and bewilderment, she must have remembered Simeon's words. He will be a sign from God, which many people will speak against, and sorrow, like a sword, will pierce your own soul too. As Mary watched Jesus leave Nazareth for Jerusalem and the hill called Golgotha, she knew it was part of God's purpose for him. Hers was to let him go. Letting go is hard. Reading the words from St. John's Gospel, it's impossible to imagine Mary's anguish as she watched her son's life slipping away. We now know that as the pain she experienced at his birth created hope for the world, so the pain experienced at his death was bringing salvation to the world. But Mary didn't know that then. Whilst Hannah hands over Samuel to the Lord in our Old Testament reading, in our Gospel reading there appears to be a mutual handing over. Mary handing over Jesus to God and Jesus handing over Mary to his beloved disciple John. We can read this as an expression of Jesus' care for his mother. But if we try to imagine ourselves in Mary's position, the heart-tearing position of witnessing the cruel death of her son. We might consider that there would have been other words that she might have wanted to hear from her son at that particular moment. The beloved disciple can be no substitute for Jesus. And for Mary, this must have felt very difficult. Mary had to let Jesus go, just like Hannah. She must leave him there for the Lord. Jesus entrusts Mary to the care of the beloved disciple, but he also entrusts the beloved disciple to the care of Mary. And in the beloved disciple, he entrusts the whole church. He entrusts us all to the love and care of his mother, whose prayers continue to be poured out for us all. And he commends his mother to the care of the church. He commends her to our care, and so she continues to be honored, as she herself claimed in the great hymn of praise, "All generations shall call me blessed." Hannah's hymn of praise to God, having received Samuel from God, is the precedent for Mary's hymn of praise in Luke's Gospel that we know as the Magnificat. Two mothers, separated by centuries, but who both knew the full cost of mothering. Mothering brings countless joys, but it can be painful too. When we take on a mothering role, we, like Mary and Hannah, need to trust in God's purpose. God's rescue plan is about love and light. And Mothering Sunday is a way to celebrate one way that God does that, through motherly love. When Jesus unites his friend John with his own mother Mary, he brings a new family to birth through his loving care of his friend and of his mother. And the family he establishes is the family that's here today. Our church, our mother church. And it is in this family we can remember our own stories that are attached to this day and to give thanks. As well as celebrating Mother's Day with all the love and cards and flowers and chocolates, as is quite right, we need also to celebrate Mothering Sunday, a celebration for all those who mother us, women, men, children, those who care for us, who teach us, who help us to grow. Today we celebrate our special people, our mothers, whoever they are, and we can ask God to help us to share his work of mothering, to allow us to be special motherly people for others. Remember, we are all mothers. We all do mothering, often without realizing. Now, when I was preparing this sermon, I couldn't fail to think of the mothers in Ukraine and Russia, and how, like Hannah and Mary, they have had to let go of the children they love so dearly, either because of them being forced to fight in a war that they don't agree with, or being a victim of a war they didn't want. A startling fact is that for every second this war continues, another child becomes a refugee. As we practice our mothering, as individuals and as a church, let us reach out in love and prayer. Let us pray. We give thanks, Lord, for the example of the ultimate mothering self-sacrifice made through Hannah and Mary, mother of Jesus. We pray that our spiritual mother, the church, may follow them in humility, trust, and love, and that we as mothers do mothering as is your will. Amen.
And acknowledging the mothering of God, we declare our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world, cherished in the tender love of God, in the name of Christ, who loves us as a mother loves her children. As our Lord grew to manhood under a mother's care, may his church be as a mother to all her children. Bless her ministers with the gift of compassion to offer themselves in service to all who come to seek their help. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the world that all its people may strive to become as one family in harmony and peace. Let motherly love be the desire and the ideal of all the human race. Bless those in positions of power, that they may seek to serve and protect those under their authority. We pray for a just end to the conflict in Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our homes with care and concern for one another. Be ever close with the gift of your unfailing love to the mothers and children in our community. We pray for our children's choir, the children of our cathedral, and the families to which they belong. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy on all mothers who are in distress, those whose children are sick in body, mind, or soul. Give courage to mothers separated by war from sons or husbands. Grant them strength in their affliction and healing for those they love. Bless all in this cathedral community who are ill or housebound. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the departed who have known human love on earth and have passed into the divine love of heaven, especially those who have had a particular influence upon us. May we, in our time, come to join them in peace and joy with all the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs from under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to overcome all our temptations. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he'd given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Father, through your goodness we are refreshed, through your Son in word and sacrament. May our faith be so strengthened and guarded that we may witness to your eternal love by our words and in our lives. Grant this for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him, that you may know the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, with you now and remaining with you always. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thank you for joining with us for morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.